So let's just start talking about your experience with Polish. First of all, you it's not just Polish, right? You're just a person who's extremely interested in languages.
Right. I've been studying language since I was 18. My first foreign language, well, besides the ones that I took in high school, seriously, was Chinese. Wow. Chinese Mandarin.
Mandarin, uh-huh.
Yeah, and then I start learning more like Chinese, Japanese, Korean, and Hindi, Arabic. Originally, I just wanted to do Chinese, but I was meeting people from Korea. See, at the time, I couldn't tell if they were from Korea, so I thought I was going to practice Chinese with them. They said, no, I'm not from China. I'm from South Korea. I said, dang it. And that kept happening. So I said, you know what? I have an idea. I'm going to get a phrase book, and I'm going to learn some words in their language. So when I do meet them, at least I can say something give them a kick out of that. So I did that with several languages, and here I am now. I'm still doing that, and I don't plan on stopping.
How many years ago was that?
Oh, man, I'm 35 now.
Oh, you're 35. So it's been a while. It's been like 16 years of dealing with those languages. Now, yes. How many are there? How many have you studied or learned? Or
It's kind of hard to say. It's about 50 languages that I've actually either dabbled with, you know, study a little bit of. You know, of course, not fluent in all those languages, but it's about 50. It might be more than 50. I just lost track after a while.
But do you get to the point when you say, okay, enough? Or because, I mean, you know, learning a language is a lifelong thing, right? Oh. I mean, you never really say, I've learned it, right? So how far do you go with those languages?
It depends, because when you learn a language, you have to have some sort of goal and reason. Most people that learn languages, they have a reason. They either move into the country or they're working. So they say, okay, I'm going to learn this language. I have to get this to a really, really high level so I can function properly in the environment where this language is spoken. See, for me, I'm in the U.S. I don't have any intentions on going to these countries to live, work, and whatnot. So I have to set goals. So when I reach that goal, I can then do another language. My initial goal was to reach at least intermediate. That's like on a European scale, I think it's high B1 or low B2, somewhere between there. At the time, I felt that once I reach that level, I'm able to at least converse. I was content with that. Then I said, well, if plans change, like if I get an opportunity, someone offer me a job and say, oh, you can go to China or somewhere, whichever country, and work here for a certain period of time, then I will change my goal. I will say, okay, now I want to get hired in that because I'm going to be in the environment and using that language every day, especially working, because you have to be on a higher level. Intermediate is not adequate. It's not an adequate level.
Have you gone over or above this intermediate level language?
I would say, because Chinese, I've been doing it for so long, so naturally practicing a lot with the people, I'm like a high B2, like in the Mandarin Chinese. That's where I am right now. Then my Japanese, I would say solid, probably low B2. Then Korean, you have, I'll say maybe like high B1.
So it's at any one point in time, you study a number of languages, right? It's not that you take one, you master to the level where it's satisfactory and you go on to the next. You must be doing things simultaneously, yes?
Well, my methods have changed over the years. I started Chinese when I was 18. From 18 up until the age of maybe 28, I was all over the place. One minute I'll be doing this Arabic, and then one minute I'll be doing Russian. I didn't really have, my goals weren't solidified then. Couldn't say, okay, I'm going to learn this language, get it to this level, and then I'm going to move on. I wasn't doing that.
So now you are.
Now I am.
Now you're in your Polish phase.
Now I'm in the Polish phase. And right now I'm actively studying Finnish and Polish. And my goal for those two languages, I want to get advanced level in those two languages. So now I know that I have to put the time and necessary time. Originally, I wanted to just learn Finnish for the year 2016. I was going to spend a whole year learning that language until I get to that level. And for Polish, it was like, okay, I'm going to do Polish for 3 months. Then it changed because when I made my video and all these people were contacting me, it made me feel more motivated to learn more of the language. So I decided to take it more seriously and take it to a higher level.
So now having studied 50 languages, what have you learned about learning languages?
Well, the first thing that people need to realize is it takes time, a lot of time. What I've learned over the years, especially if you don't have experience learning a language, you have to be really patient. Learning a language is not easy. A certain approach, which I take, makes the process more easy and less stressful. Because if it's stressful, you're not going to last long. You're going to say things like, which I've seen many times, people say, oh, I don't have a talent, or I'm not good at languages. But if you learn your first language, you can learn any language. Because, you know, when we learn languages, when we go to school, grammar is a big part of it. We get tested over that. But I learned over the years that grammar, by approaching it as a total beginner, with nothing, no base or anything in the language, it's going to make it really difficult. Why? Because you have no base. You have no experience with this language. So it's like, how are you going to try to understand something when you haven't even had any experience learning the grammar? If you can avoid that for at least a good 6 months, 3 to 6 months, then the process will get easy. It will get easier for you, because then when you do start learning grammar, you will notice certain patterns that you saw when you were playing with that language. Say, okay, that makes sense. I've seen, no wonder they were using it like this. Okay, now it makes sense. But see, if you go all the way back at the beginning and try to understand that, it won't make any sense.
So basically what you're saying is, first, just kind of learn it intuitively, or?
Just learn it intuitively. Just kind of play with the language. Listen to it a lot. Learn phrases, and, you know, interact with the people that use a phrase, because they're going to be happy even if you're not fluent. When you use phrases with them, they're going to, oh, wow, you learned that language. And that will motivate you even more to learn more phrases. And see, when you keep doing that, you're building more and more on that language. And eventually you're going to reach an intermediate level at least. And then when you reach that level, then you can start investigating more into the grammar, because, but like I said before, by that time, things will make more sense. It's just like how we were children. When I was five, you were five. Before we went to school, we were already speaking in sentences. How do we learn like that? We're not kids anymore. We're adults, but you can still learn like a child. If you have to empty your mind and think in a different way. Mm-hmm. That's the first step. You have to think a certain way to start learning like how a child would learn. Now, that's a difficult thing to do, because all the indoctrination, all this stuff, when we going to school and being tested, getting bad grades, getting your failure because you failed this grammar test, mm-hmm. that's psychological. So by the time we graduate from school, it's like, oh, you, what do you mean you don't do grammar? Like, you have to, you know, people will say that. They will talk like that. And they will say, well, how are you learning language without the grammar? But, and it's understandable. I can understand why they're talking like that. Well, when I first started learning Chinese, I didn't really study grammar. I did like the phrases and all that stuff. But when I tried to learn Russian, I was trying to do grammar. And grammar was ridiculous. And I realized I have to keep taking that approach that I took with Chinese. Just learn, just play with the language, get used to things. And then later on, once you're on a level of you at least conversing, then you can start looking to the grammar. Right. So I think if a lot more people take on that concept, they will learn more languages, and they will be open to learn. 3 months, with this approach that I use, you can be at least A2 level in 3 months. That's possible. I believe by the year time, you can be at least a B2 level if you're studying in your own country, that is.
With more languages, is it easier to learn the next ones?
It's easier. For example, I'm doing Hungarian next year. Oh. Okay. If you still around, you watch my channel. When I do Hungarian, I make videos speaking Hungarian, that people going to probably be surprised again. They're going to say, wow, how are you just learning all that in short? Because it's the same approach. It's the same. Yeah. So when you do something over and over and over again, which is repetition, it becomes second nature, and you can just keep applying it to other things and you get the same results. So for me, yeah, it gets easier. When you go through that process several times, it gets easier.
Which language so far has been the most difficult?
I would say as far as pronunciation, definitely Polish, Vietnamese, Navajo, very difficult pronunciation. Polish is crazy.
I know.
Polish is ridiculous. So, I know. You know, it's fun, but it's pretty difficult. It has a really, really difficult pronunciation. As far as the grammar, I would say Finnish is probably the most difficult language I've learned. There's some other languages like Japanese, but Finnish, the grammar, I study at least 50 languages. And I thought Russian was the most difficult at first, because that's a case language.
So it's Polish.
Oh, so it's Polish. And Finnish is as well, but Finnish has more cases.
So then which one was the easiest for you?
The easiest, pronunciation-wise, I would say Indonesian. Yeah, grammatically, I don't even know. What is the easiest language grammatically? Because Chinese is not difficult grammatically. That's mm-hmm. like English. Thai, Vietnamese, those languages, the English, the grammar is very similar to English. Maybe Esperanto. I don't know.
Did you know that the guy who came up with Esperanto, Zamenhof, was Polish?
He was. I heard something.
Have to listen. I'm going to give you the link to this. It's a very interesting story. Yes, he was Polish.
Oh, he was Polish.
Yeah,
okay.
Polish. Polish Jew, but Polish. Yes, in Poland. Oh. Let's talk about how much time you spend on this.
Well, right now, my regimen is I'm doing Finnish and Polish full time. I have immersion days and I break them up. Like yesterday was Polish immersion day. Today is Finnish. And then tomorrow will be Polish. I have more days for Polish than Finnish. That's for the whole day. And when I say immersion, I'm talking about playing radio. I can be washing the dishes or take a shower, but I always have things playing. And then I have books I read, and I like to watch some cartoons on YouTube. Then also, I have sessions with, I have some partners. I have a guy, he's a native speaker from Poland, and a guy who's a native speaker Finnish. I meet with them for an hour every day, and we just practice. We practice the language together. So that's about 4 hours a week for that, just that meeting with them. It's really hard to put a number on of hours, but I would say if someone asked me what's the recommended hours of learning, I would say if you can do at least 3 hours, it doesn't have to be consecutive, like a consecutive 3 hours. You can break it up. It can be 1 hour in the morning, a half an hour, however you want to do it. But if you can do at least 3 hours a day, I think that will be sufficient. That's really good. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But with everything, listening, all the skills, right? Listening and speaking and reading.
Reading, speaking, all that stuff you can do within like for 3 hours in a day. Now, if you got more time, I would recommend doing more time because obviously the more time you put on the language, the faster you're going to get results. So, but I would say, 3 hours. I always tell people, they ask me, well, how many hours should I, if I want to learn a language tomorrow, how many hours should I put? I'll say 3 hours, non-consecutive though. You can do a consecutive 3 hours, do that, but just I would recommend breaking it up because you need to take some breaks.
Now let's talk about your learning Polish. You have this t-shirt on that thing hanging behind you. So that means not just mechanical language learning. You do more. You learn about the culture. You learn about people.
I'm really motivated. I want to learn as much as I can about Poland and the Polish people. I'm going to get to an advanced level in Polish.
So. What do you think about Polish? Like compared to all these languages?
So yeah, Polish is very difficult. Why? Because they have the cases. The pronunciation is ridiculous. I mean, overall, it's a difficult language. But at the same time, it's very interesting. When you look at certain words, like PRZ is psh, you have three consonants.
Psh, 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 whatever. It's crazy. I know.
Yeah, it's a very difficult language, but at the same time, it's interesting. And compared to other languages, it's definitely unique, a very unique language. You know, pronunciation, grammar. I don't have anything negative to say about the language. I really like Polish language.
How much have you learned about Poland itself? Not just the language, but about Poland, Polish people.
So far, I learned that and I noticed that Polish people are very energetic. They seem to be, I don't know if it's enthusiasm, but they seem to be always, I don't even know if I could use the term hyper, but the pączki. Now, I didn't know that was Polish.
Pączki?
Yeah, I had no idea that was Polish. But when I was a kid, I remember eating stuff like that. I had no idea that was Polish, though.
It's very Polish.
Because I had someone, one of my followers said, man, you should try pączki. You're going to love it. He said, when you go to a Polish bakery, make sure you get pączki. And I said, okay, I'll try it. And I went to the bakery and I asked them if they had pączki. And they showed me. And I was like, that's pączki?
Is there a Polish community where you live?
Well, here in Columbus, it's no. They had one. I found one restaurant, and it was like in a we have like this international market. They have different foods. They had that Polish place in there. That's the only place. Now they had this place called Babushka's Kitchen. It was Polish, but they closed like a year.
Interesting, because Babushka is Russian, really. Babcia is Polish.
Yeah, that's what I was like. That's what I thought. I was like, Babushka is that's grandmother for Russian.
Slavic languages, you did Russian and you're doing Polish. Did you do any others?
Russian, I did Russian, played a little bit around with Czech a little bit, Serbian, Croatian, Bulgarian. I was supposed to do Polish for 3 months and then you know what I was supposed to be doing now? Macedonian. Wow. Yeah, that was a language that I'm supposed to be learning now, but since my plans changed for Polish, I'm not stopping Polish until I get to that level. Every year I choose one language to do for a whole year. And I also have four other small languages that I normally do, but I only spent, Polish is one of those small languages. I only spent 3 months doing it. You can do, if you do that for 3 months, you can learn four languages in 1 year. So I chose four languages to do that with. And then one that I spent a whole year on, which is Finnish. See, that was the one I was doing for the whole year. But now Polish is there as well. I can't stop Polish.
Because it's interesting or because what?
When I got all that support and all those people, they're like, man, yeah, I mean, I got some attention in the past, but I think with this Polish thing, it was the worst. Like my inbox, Gmail, and also my Facebook full of Polish. Oh, you're doing so good with Polish and keep going. And then a lot of the messages were in Polish too. I was like, what is this stuff coming from? Then that's when a guy told me that, hey, you're awesome, man. We saw your video. You got our support. They say they love me. They say, we love you, man. We appreciate it.
So now you're at what? You're 4 months or 3 months?
I'm at 4 months now. 4 months.
So we have to get back to you when you're at like 6 months or 8 months.
And I'm actually going to Michigan tomorrow because I do every week. Well, my most popular videos on YouTube are called they're level ups. Mm-hmm. And basically I go to different places where language is spoken and I walk up to the people and I initiate the conversation with them. Oh. I ask where they're from and they say, oh, I'm from it. Then I just practice language with them.
My final question is actually about what you do on YouTube, because you have very, very extensive VideoTube channel, right?
I do a lot of stuff, but mostly I share my techniques, how I go about learning. I give a lot of advice. I answer a lot of questions. And my most popular videos are the level up videos where I either go to another state or city and I'll go to these different markets and I walk in. I have a camera that I wear and I approach them and then I'll talk with them in English at first, but then I'll ask them where are you from? And then when they tell me that, then I'll switch languages and then they'll say, wait, how do you speak that? They said, you speak it. So they're really surprised. And those are probably my most popular videos right now. I practice, obviously, the video you saw. I practice speaking the language. I have some reading practice videos where I show people, this is what I do. I repeat. I record myself doing that and show people that they can do the same thing. I have some interviews with certain people. I got over 2,000 videos.
Do you have time for like anything else in your life other than languages?
Oh, yeah. I have a life. I have three kids and I'm married and stuff. But languages, that is a big part of my life. That's actually how I make a living. Because I'm teaching that as well.
How about your kids? Are you trying to encourage them to learn other languages?
Oh, yeah, they're young. I have twin girls and I have a younger daughter. My twin girls are 4 years old. Okay. And my youngest daughter, she's about to be two. So they're still very young, but they're getting exposure to obviously English and Chinese. Their mom is from Taiwan.
Will be bilingual, you think?
Oh, yeah, they will be bilingual. Right now, it's really amazing to witness this. Like right now when they speak, they switch. They go back and forth. So it's like, okay, now she's speaking Chinese. Now this is English. They're going to be bilingual, though.